This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and we see how long we can hang on. Then I give you my honest first impression based on my 14 years of podcasting experience. Alexa, pick a country.
Looks like it's United States of America.
I've heard of that one. Alexa, pick a category.
Okay, let me pick. Government and organizations.
Oh boy. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 69.
Yeah, I was just going to pause there, let you snicker or whatever you're going to do. While I go get a podcast from the United States Government and Organizations, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, so that brings us to Start Here by Mr. Trip Eldridge. I just loved it because the guy's name is Mr. Trip Eldridge. It sounds like something out of a 1980s John Cusack film. It's like, these are my buddies, Boozer, Jock, and Trip. The description out of our good friends Apple Podcasts says, your go-to place to get a quick sample of some of our favorite national and local podcasts. And their website is really, really long. It's wxvu.org/program/start/something/this/ I'll never spell that, way too dash long. So, but what's interesting is the name of the show is Start Here, and every episode has the phrase Start Here in it. And if I actually, I'll have to see if this is still going on. It used to be that the Apple Podcast app would actually remove Start Here because you don't need it, because as I look at your show right now, and I'm able to see the title of the episode, I can see the title of the show is literally 2 inches away. Really not needed to put the title of the show at the very beginning of your episode. And the last two episodes are simply titled Start Here. So I get the feeling, maybe, my first impression on this is, oh, radio people that don't understand podcasting. Let's find out together. Here's the episode.
Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start Here.
Baseball has what might be the longest history of cheating in American sport. And not just regular type cheating. I mean flagrant, stupid cheating. Only the Tour de France really compares in terms of a flagrant disregard for the rules.
Nice. So you're not allowed to watch The Crown unless you're at the gym. That's the idea. And as a result, you're going to start craving trips to the gym to see the next episode. And you won't feel any guilt about spending time watching TV because you'll be working out.
That's where Danny Ray Johnson comes in. He's 57 years old. He calls himself the Pope.
America is great, and it needs to be restored to its greatness. Amen.
Johnson was using Donald Trump's tagline long before Trump himself.
Today, samples from It Seems Smart, Life Kit, and the Pope's Long Con. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery.
Completely
now, with special
wrong.
Thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's wiser advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The world of competitive sports is, well, competitive. And sometimes people go to great even illegal lengths to get ahead, leading to stories that go down in the hall of infamy. You can experience some of these stories yourself with our first podcast this week, It Seemed Smart. Journalist and host Spencer Hall brings you a six-part storytelling experience that enters the amusing, diabolical, and entertaining world of sports trickery and mayhem. He shares the absurd stories of stolen bats, pirated play calls, renegade cross-country road racers, and the pinnacle of all cheating, the Tour de France. It Seems Smart asks the question, just how far will someone go to win a game? The answers will amuse you. Go ahead and check out this clip from the first episode of It Seems Smart, titled The Great Albert Bell Bat Caper. The episode documents an incredibly odd story from the 1994 Cleveland Indians who crawled through a ceiling, stole a bat out of an umpire's dressing room, and set off a chain of events that eventually involved a former FBI agent.
Bell batted cleanup that night.
All right, this show, I'm going to use this show, this actual episode, in the future for one very simple reason. This man, Tripp, is the ultimate tease. He didn't say, hey, today we have a show about sports. He said, today we have a show about cheating. In fact, baseball is the most cheatiest, the most cheatiest sport ever, next to the Tour de France. And we all know how cheatiest that thing is. That was just, everyone was like, wow, I want to hear that. Why? The only one that I was like, eh, was the Pope one. But it was, hey, we're going to listen to some other megalomaniac. So I thought that was cool. Tripp has a great voice. You ready for this? The only thing I can think of here is there is, and I think it's because I'm sitting in a quiet room with headphones. I think if I was in the car, I wouldn't even notice this. Number one, Tripp is obviously doing this probably from some sort of radio background, if not in a radio studio. He's highly compressed and has a little bit of a popping pee problem. And that's only because I'm sitting here obsessing over everything. I'm pretty sure if I was just listening in the car, you're probably in your car right now going, what is he talking about? But this is an interesting, and what I thought it was is not what I thought it was. He's talking, I believe, about here are three individual episodes, not three shows, which is interesting. Because in theory, if I go listen to those episodes and they're good, I will probably want to subscribe to said shows. So very interesting. Like I say, the only thing I can think of has nothing to do with the audio and the first impression. It's just your titles. You're blowing your titles. And you're also your description. Every description in Apple Podcast starts with this week on Start Here. So you could ramp those up. But man, that was that definitely was a great example of teasing. So if you'd like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Two ways to join. One, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5. And you get your show right here in front of my audience. So even if I don't like it, there are plenty of people that might go, Dave's an idiot. That's a great show. Or you can go over to Podcast Rodeo Show, click on the Fiverr button, and just let me know when you sign up. Hey, Dave, I signed up $5 a month. And you get bonus content. All about podcasting, all sorts of tips over there. Plus, we do live group coaching once a month in that group. Yeah, $5. Pretty cool. Or if you want a full show reviewed, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, and we go over your entire show, everything, top to bottom, website, audio quality, flow. It's all there. I'll have links out in the show notes. If you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/247, you can see everything I just talked about. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.